You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Welcome back to BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM. Eddie Gross, Joe Ostrowski, and Aaron Hawksworth here with you. And let's talk a little NFL, because there are a lot of storylines to get to here in early June of all times. And I'd like to start with DeAndre Hopkins, because there is a market out there that discusses where he will take his services to next season. And as it stands right now, the Buffalo Bills are the favorites at 2-1. Then in second position, the Cleveland Browns at plus 250. And Amari Cooper has come out and said that I'd want Hopkins if I were Deshaun Watson, quarterback for the Browns. And certainly Hopkins would add a mighty important piece to Cleveland. And it may be a really necessary piece, given that the Browns are sort of in a win-now mentality, Aaron. And we look at this and say that's a tough division that they're in. Going up against the Bengals, going up against the Ravens, maybe even the Steelers can be a little bit frisky as far as, you know, what they have. And the Browns may be in the biggest position where they have to make this move, whereas with the Bills, maybe the urge isn't as strong, but it does make a lot of sense that the Browns would be one of the shorter favorites here. By the way, the Lions plus 380 and then a cliff after that. But if you had to guess right now, Aaron, where do you think DeAndre Hopkins will land?
Gosh, I mean, I think it comes down to who has the money too, right? To be able to pay him in the salary cap room. I honestly could see the Browns as, but there's really not a lot of value at plus 250. It's not something I'm going to be betting on. I think the Lions, I don't think it's going to be the Lions. Is there somewhere, gosh, the Ravens would be intriguing at 16-1, another weapon for Lamar. Yeah, I'm not really sure on this one, Ed.
Keep adding. It's going to work one of these times with a Ravens wide receiver. So remember when everyone was sick of Aaron Rodgers? I'm sick of DeAndre Hopkins. Like, just go somewhere. Just go somewhere. Is he even going to be that impactful? I mean, I think that's the interesting question. The Cleveland one would make sense because of the connection, and the number one receiver is Amari Cooper, and the number two receiver last year was Donovan Peoples-Jones. So you would think that that would be a pretty significant upgrade, because they just the depth is not there on that roster. Like, a backup is Marquise Goodwin. They bring in rookie Cedric Tillman. Maybe that had something to do with Watson. I know it was about his play, but outside of the backfield, where are these big weapons that are going to help him? So even though I do question how much Hopkins has left, he would be a significant upgrade over what they have. Elijah Moore is set to play in the slot, so it's not very impressive. Buffalo, yeah. I mean, here's another team, win now mode. They keep adding pass rushers, hoping one of them hits, and sure, help Josh Allen a little bit in a season where he didn't meet expectations. That would make perfect sense. You know, Kansas City is the fourth favorite. If you're him, you're going to pay me somewhat close to what I want. I have an opportunity to win a championship, and I get to play with the best quarterback in the world. And my head coach / play caller is an offensive genius. Yes, if that's real. I wouldn't even have to think about it that much, especially at this stage in his career. Don't we think he's made his money and he's going to be looking for a chance at a ring. I don't feel the Browns provide that.
No, they don't. And is it fair, Joe, to say that, like, when we have markets like these, that it always feels like that the favorites don't really offer that much value, because oftentimes it's a team that doesn't leak this information, a team that's perhaps a tad surprising. That tends to be the direction where these moves tend to go, because the player can sort of weigh the options, look at a variety of different factors that maybe don't get discussed, and it's a lot more tight-lipped to where there aren't really leaks or tea leaves to read.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about, man, is the Jets a possibility?
Oh my gosh. Could you imagine? Do they have the money?
25-1. I don't know if they do. I don't know if they do. Correct division, wrong team. I wonder if the Patriots at 11-1 makes some sense here.
This just doesn't seem like a Patriots thing that they would do something splashy like this, does it?
They got Ocho Cinco once.
Randy Moss.
They got Randy Moss once. I think it is something that the Patriots would do.
What about
Dallas?
Mac Jones?
What about Dallas? They're third in cap space.
I like the Dallas move. Mm-hmm. Another weapon for Dak. I think that one does make a lot of sense.
And yeah, you picked up Brandon Cooks in the offseason, which is fine. And you have CeeDee Lamb, who is your ace. But still, though, I don't hate that idea. You know, you add one more sort of outside threat, and you don't even necessarily need him to be vintage DeAndre Hopkins, but you need him to be a reliable number two, because for the most part, they didn't really have that last year, and they made it to the divisional round, and chances are they're in a better position to win the NFC East this upcoming season than they were last year, because the Eagles went off. I look at this and say, yeah, it's entirely possible that the Cowboys are just one stud receiver away from really making a charge in the NFC and perhaps getting the best season that they've had in years and years. This may be something that they almost have to do. Yeah.
By the way, the Chiefs have the least amount of cap space in the NFL, according to SpotTrack, about $1 million. So that's a no-go as far as I'm concerned. The Jets have their seventh. They have $23 million. So they have some room there. Just Aaron Rodgers, is he going to sign off on
it?
That's a possibility. The Lions have money. That's why they're near the top in the odds, plus a wide-open division, pretty talented roster. I don't know if he wants to play with Goff. But, yeah, I'm thinking Jets or Cowboys.
D-Hop never played with the Packers, and so Aaron Rodgers is not going to be interested. So that's the first thing to kind of keep in mind.
Right.
Handicapping this.
Right. I mean,
yeah, they need to have a previous working relationship for that to work out. Speaking of the Packers – go ahead, Aaron. Yeah.
I was just going to say the Browns, the numbers plus 250. I know they just cleared some cap space, and that's why they're probably like the second favorite. But I just don't. I think Hopkins wants to go somewhere where he's going to win now, right? I don't see him wanting to go there.
That makes sense. And, you know, certainly middle of the board would make a lot of sense, especially those with cap space. And so, again, the Cowboys one is intriguing. I still think the Patriots are real players in this market. But again, I think it's middle of the board where you want to be looking if you invest in that market. Another storyline I want to get to, guys. Matt LaFleur says that his new starting quarterback, Jordan Love, is making significant strides. And it's one of those opaque things that you can say where you go, okay, yes, my quarterback is making significant strides, but where was his starting point and where is he right now? Because you do need Jordan Love to play at a high level to win that division. I get that the Lions, you know, they may not seem like world beaters at this point. And I know we have differing opinions across NFL punditry pertaining to the Vikings and the Bears and what they'll be like next season. But I think we can all agree that Jordan Love does have to play at a fairly high level for the Packers to truly be in contention to get a playoff spot. And while I think there's value in them making the playoffs, if you bet yes on that, at the same time, just because LaFleur says that Jordan Love is making significant strides doesn't necessarily mean that we should feel hopeful or optimistic, or we should change our views on the Packers. Because, Aaron, we do this with every team. Like, every team is expressing optimism about how their upcoming season will go. So just because LaFleur says that doesn't necessarily mean anything, doesn't sway me very much. But again, to believe that the Packers can make a run here means that Jordan Love has to play well.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I mean, my first thought when I see this is like, insert coach and quarterback. Like, are the Commanders saying the same thing about Sam Howell? You know what I'm saying? It's like, cool. I need to see it, you know? Like, I've got to see it. It's just, it's hard to know. I'm not buying much. It's not going to affect my opinion one way or the other, this headline coming out. I mean, that's what he's supposed to say. He's supposed to be, you know, giving his quarterback confidence, making everyone around him feel like, hey, we're making strides. We're moving forward. Everything's going to be great.
Just once, after an OTA, head coach comes out and says, our starting quarterback's stuck in mud. He's not making any strides. He's not getting better. That's news. That's news to me. This is not news. This is fluff stuff. This is Packers.com stuff. I don't care. Of course, he's going to say this. He's trying to build him up, give him a little bit of confidence. That make the playoffs market is about plus 172, I see, on the Packers. That's an interesting one in a very down NFC. Please give me the long list of NFC teams that have locked up a playoff spot going into the season. So there are going to be spots available there. Very soft division. We know that. This is interesting because of where I reside. The Packers were the fourth favorite for like the last few months since we've been talking about it. They swapped with the Bears. They moved up a little bit. That's interesting to me. I don't know why. Why would they move up to the third favorite at plus 350 for the division?
The only thing I can come up with is I know PFF came out with some intel to say that maybe the Bears are overvalued, so to speak, maybe we need to lower our expectations. And I wonder if some people are acting on that, especially Sharps. That's the one thing I can think of, because I don't really know of much news that we can take tangibly that would say the Bears have gotten worse and the Packers have gotten better. But when it comes to projections, certainly it's looking like the Bears are not providing the value, if you're backing them in some way, than maybe we previously thought. And you're right, Joe, that, you know, when it comes to the Packers, they have had such a history of winning with Aaron Rodgers, and they have such a great infrastructure that, to me, it is intriguing to back them in some way. I get that there are, you know, key units for the Packers that you're not feeling too good about. But again, if Jordan Love is playing well, then the Packers can very much be in contention. I can't see a scenario where Jordan Love is playing well and the Packers are losing, or vice versa.
If you're playing the NFC North, you have to bet on one of these three other teams. I mean, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe the Lions just run away with the division. But you can find the Packers at plus 400. You could find the Bears at plus 420. And the Vikings coming off a terrific year, probably not, they're not going to match it record-wise. But remember, they don't have to. They don't have to have 13 wins to win the NFC North this year. You could still get them at plus 300. I don't see how you could bet the Lions at this short of a number. It's plus 120 at some spots. That is crazy town to me.
We've come so far on the Lions. I agree. It is a little crazy.
As far as any other storylines are concerned, Aaron, anything stand out to you as something that may very well be actionable going forward?
Oh, well, I'm on the Deebo Samuel thing. He just seems like a head-scratching dude. Like, he basically said the contract stuff, he wanted a trade. Then he said everything was a distraction last offseason, so he wasn't in shape like he needed to be. He felt sluggish at times. Like, that kind of stuff really makes me mad and wants me to auto-fade him. I don't know how this dude can just flip a switch. You're on a really good team that's a contender, and you're whining and you want to trade, and now you're just going to be petty and you're not going to be in shape and ready to go. I don't like this guy.
I'm out on Deebo. Man, I hope we're right on the Niners. We are going to be eating some crow if the Niners are like the one or two seed in the NFC. We are so out on them in a number of ways.
We might not be going far enough. There's a lot of smoke here, and they don't have a quarterback. Like,
here we go.
It's tough for them.
No, Purdy's on track, Shanahan said.
Sure, right. What? Like, in any other division, I'd make a case for a fourth place bet. I can't in this division. In any other division, I'd make a case for a fourth place bet. They're crying about their loss to the Eagles. Dude, you guys got dump trucked. Shut up. And it didn't matter that your quarterback wasn't in the game. Like, Ayuk's complaining all offseason. Debo's doing this thing. Everyone's assuming they're going to be fine without a quarterback. Like, this, I feel like I can't think of, like, an exact team, but, like, the almost get their team and then the bottom falls out the next year. There is some serious disaster potential going on in San Francisco. Now, are they going to finish last in the NFC West with the whatever is left of the Rams and Cardinals? No, I can't bet that. But any other division.
Come on, do it.
Man.
Do it. 16-1, last place.
No, give me 60.
Not,
just for funsies?
Paul, what's your order? What's your order for that division?
Seahawks. Yeah, I'll go Seahawks, Rams, Niners, Cardinals.
Wow, the Rams. Ooh. Oh, my gosh.
I okay, know. It's probably this is Beck Uel Daily Niners, Brazil. Rams, Cardinals.
Thank you. That's better. Don't you feel better now? This is Beck Uel Daily presented by BetMGM. Coming up next, our lightning bets, our favorite plays for tonight. They're coming right up.